Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Show B2B call. We do the business-to-business call the very first Monday of every month to really focus and get drilled down on the B2B aspect of your Legal Shield business. I know it's a big percentage of my personal business and my team's business as well, so I'm really glad and excited that we get to do this call one time a month to just really focus on the B2B aspect of Legal Shield. But, you know, tonight we're going to do things just a little bit different format. Instead of having one main trainer, we're going to get to hear from some of the best of the best on the More Success team. And just to give you guys just a quick preview of what you'll be hearing from in our B2B section of our team retreat that's coming up in just a few short days now in Ada and Oklahoma City, March 12th, 13th, 14th. We're going to kick things off in Ada, and then we're going to move it on up to Oklahoma City. It's going to be a power-packed couple of days there. It'll be a great time to spend with all of you guys. We're going to have, you know, this is probably, it's going to be the best team retreat we've ever done, in my opinion. You know, we pulled out all the stops. It's going to be very nice, very elegant. It'll be a great time to be able to bond with one another, to learn and grow, and just, you know, we're going to have a really great time. But, you know, on Friday afternoon of that event, we're going to kick things off at 8 on Thursday, but Friday morning we'll all come together. But Friday afternoon we're doing something a little bit unique, and we're giving people the option whether to stay in the team building class, or we're going to have a special breakout for just exclusively for the B2B audience. And it's really neat, you know, you get the best of both worlds. But on that panel that we're going to have, it's going to be MC'd and headed up by none other than Mr. Jimmy Parrish, you know, millionaire club member, top trainer in all of Legal Shield as far as I'm concerned. But also on there, millionaire club members Harold Pinson and Jimmy David Peterman and Stephanie Moore and Joan Buckner and Cheryl Andagata. I mean, we've got a power-packed lineup for you guys to be able to a power-packed panel for you guys to learn from, and they'll be sharing some of their tips and experiences with you guys on the B2B aspect. So super excited about what's going on Friday. So still not too late to get those new team members involved or your existing team members involved to come down to Ada in Oklahoma City. Right now, like I announced a couple weeks ago, anybody that's become a new associate since December 1, they can attend the event for only $49. Only $49 they can come, and going to get an incredible training, a lot of fun, lots of activity, lots of rewards, some super trainers and speakers, not only from the team but from the corporate offices as well. So, you know, it's going to be a phenomenal event. And I just thought I would share just a couple of quick things before we get into the meat of the call tonight. Just a couple of quick tips to you guys that have really helped propel my B2B business personally. What's some of the things that really made a difference in not only my business but everyone that I field trained. And that's really, you know, the duplication is not only a part of building your business, but it's also a big part of your B2B business, because, you know, you can only go to so many presentations on your own, but if you will embrace the concept of field training your new associates, and if you are that new associate, find a group marketing person in your local area and ask to shadow them. You know, be quiet, don't say a word, do what they say, look sharp, smell sharp. You know, you need to dressed to impress, but just be a shadow, just be a spot on the wall, and watch how a person delivers a presentation. Watch how a person goes for the close at the end. You know, learning all that. And I was fortunate at the very beginning of my Legal Shield journey that I got to shadow Pawpaw, Mr. Ken Moore, and I got to watch him do presentations, and I got to watch him close prospects. I got to watch him handle objections and you know, things that would come up during the course of a presentation or an enrollment process. And it was so valuable to be able to learn from him and Wilbur Smith and Harold Pinson and many, many others. But, that was a really, really key thing. And it also taught me, when I started going out on my own, people always suggest you don't ever go out there by yourself. Always have somebody in the car with you, because you're either learning from them or they're learning from you. And by doing that, we've been able to build a successful B2B a marketing arm of our team business. And it's so valuable to you guys to, if you're going out and enrolling, 10, 15, 20, 50, 100 people a month, well, what if you just had a couple other people on your team enrolling 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 a month? It doesn't take long for that massive amount of volume to be flowing into the form of override. So, field training is so, so vital to your long-term longevity in Legal Shield. I think it's definitely a concept that I really stress that all of you guys will embrace. Really embrace it. Take hold of it. Papa, like you said from day one, never leave the house by yourself. Always have somebody in the car with you. And, number one, that holds you accountable, too. It's hard to play Legal Shield if there's somebody if you're supposedly going to appointments or making appointments or going to presentations or doing enrollments or whatever the case may be. It holds you to a certain standard and your accountability, and it makes you sharper. So, if you're brand new, find somebody in your local market and shadow them and learn from them. And then when you go out on your own, don't go out there by yourself. Bring a new team member along. Duplicate yourself, and you can really, really. If you teach that process, that concept down to your organization, you can have a massive group marketing arm of your Legal Shield business. So that's what really the main thing I wanted to kind of just the point I wanted to try to get across to you guys tonight. How vitally important field training is in your long-term success to your Legal Shield business. And with that, guys, I want to actually go straight out to Duran, Oklahoma, to a platinum executive director, a millionaire club member. But the most important thing in my life, guys, is he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Thank you very much. Before we go to tonight's medley of guest speakers, I want to go to the great state of New York and to More Success Team Executive Director, Mr. Keith Wan, who has someone that actually opened their very first group last month. Mr. Wan, are you on?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Thank you for the time, sir. I'm so excited to have a minute or two tonight to introduce this person. When I first became an associate myself, I left the field of interpreting full-time, and this person was one of the last people that I ever worked with. And so a couple months later, when she saw how much success I started having at Legal Shield, I was so excited she signed on as an associate. She did have a bit of a slow start, but within the last couple months, this person has just been on fire. Been attending all the events and plugging in, becoming 10 core. To see the change in the posture on this person is just so awesome that even last month she was able to open her first group. So I want to recognize Miss Debbie Crocker from the state of Florida. Debbie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Awesome.
I'd
like you to go ahead and tell everybody about your experience and maybe some words of wisdom you have for some new people.
Well, I was blessed to be part of this team to begin with. The Wands are awesome. They're awesome mentors for me. What I did was when they left the state, it was very sad when they left the state, but I've connected with Jan Tinder, who is our VP for group down here in Florida, and she actually went with me, and exactly what you said is shadow that field trainer. Shadow them, listen to them, and I've learned so much from her already, and I'm, really excited to say that I've already started to set things in motion to get other groups, opened up hopefully this month. My only words of wisdom is just maintain, keep looking up for guidance to, and God will guide us throughout everything we do and say, but also is to, just keep plugging into all the tools and all the, all the meetings and all the phone calls, and I've learned that. The more I listen, the more I understand and I get it. And I'm just having a lot of fun right now. This has been the best thing ever.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you very much. I'm so looking forward to working with you some more and just seeing your success in the next couple of weeks, months, and years. Thank you and congratulations, Debbie.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Moore, back to you, please. Thank you for the time.
All right, Keith, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
All right. Well, again, congratulations to Debbie Crocker from the state of Florida for offering her very first group. We appreciate you and look for great things from you in the near future. But now it's my privilege to introduce tonight's one of tonight's guest speakers, and that is none other than $500,000 ring earner, Millionaire Club member, Platinum 5 executive director, my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
I am, Brandon. I wish we had a lot of time tonight because there's so many subjects to be covered. But I'd like to say each one of you, I've heard what Jeremy said. If you're going to be successful, dress for success, act like you're successful, and believe you're successful, you will be successful. And what I would like for you to do, if you're not already doing it, practicing your presentation, getting people to say yes. And the way you do that, you simply ask them questions. There's just no other way they can answer it. But, yes, that will soon become part of your vocabulary. In fact, back in 87, a man named Mr. John Hale's nephew came and stayed with me a lot, and all of a sudden he's at my house eating. He said, hush. And without realizing it, I was getting him to say yes. He said, every time I spend the night with you, you're getting me to say yes to things I don't mean. So it's really a good thing because when you get ready for the close, the people are already saying yes. So that's one tip I'd like to give you. In approaching groups, when you approach a group, whether it's on the phone or whether it's in person, some people on here tonight would probably prefer to never go cold calling. Some would prefer to go cold calling. Whichever one that you feel most comfortable at, you practice and be the very best at that particular thing you can. And you remember, everyone is trained somewhere, so follow your dollar. We used to talk about that a lot. We don't seem to talk about it as much anymore. But wherever you trade, they don't owe you buying it, but they do owe you the right to give a presentation to them. And when you get through doing that presentation, if they're still not interested, simply say to them, which one of your competitors you think needs this worse? And then it gives you a jump start to the very next person. And a good illustration of that, Mr. Rule Smith, which has passed away now, and I started one day. It's the only time in my life I ever did. But we went to one group, got the approval from that group, and I simply asked them, which one of your friends that's in business you think would really their employees need this worse? They give it. And before we was through that day, we had started seven groups, and we only wrote business that day in one of them, and I just can't remember now. It wasn't that many absent, six or seven. But we opened seven groups one day simply asking a simple question, which one do you think of your competitors or your friends needs this worse, or which one you think would be acceptable? You have to decide how you say that for yourself. But I'm telling you, if you will ask people for help, I went to many new towns, and I walk into a place, and I say, you know, I'm new in town, and I really need some advice, and I need some help. Could you give me a minute, please? And almost everybody will say, well, what is it? And then I would simply give them a very short presentation. I could go on and on all night, and I would like to do that. But, you know, we have some great speakers on here. And one thing after you get these groups you're going to need to do, you're going to need to service those groups. If you're just going to get them and get the cream of the crop, you're never going to have the persistence you really need. You're never going to have the residual income you really want without keeping those groups on the books once you get them. And there's no one in our organization or in Legal Shield that's any better at that than Mr. Harold Princeton. Mr. Princeton.
Yes, sir.
It's all your show, my friend.
Well, thank you for having me tonight.
Thank you, Harold, for being here. You know, Harold, what, 25 years, Harold?
Yesterday is 25 years.
Thousands of memberships, and believe me, he knows what he's doing. He's a regular road warrior.
Well, I can't wait for the next 25.
There you go.
Well, thanks for having me, and I want to touch on how important it is to service the groups, and there's really three reasons why we go into service groups. Is we go in to re-explain the membership to their employees where they understand, and the members where they understand how to use it. And, you know, people's needs change every year, and also have new employees. Always ask questions when you go in and service those groups. It never fails. I always have someone come up and say, well, you know, I never have used my membership. I'm thinking about dropping this. It's just an extra expense. I said, well, that's strictly up to you, but let me ask you a question before you make that final decision. I said, I always ask them, I said, is your will up to date? Have you taken advantage of your will benefit? They said, no, we really need to do that. I said, well, yeah, you do. I said, and I always bring plenty of will forms when you go in to service those groups. Have will forms, decals. Of course, you're going to have your new membership kits. And give them those will questionnaires, explain how to fill them out and send them to the law firm. And when you go back next year, 9 chances out of 10, they won't have their will drawn up. And they'll come up and tell you this, too. They'll say, you know, you're going to shoot me, but I didn't get my will drawn up. And I said, I'm not going to shoot you. I said, you just get that taken care of, and you can show it to me next year. And, you know, this membership stays on the books for years. And it's just a fun business to do. And another thing, too, I shouldn't admit this, but I would say probably 90% of my sales in the last few years have just been off servicing groups. So once when you get a clientele built up, you're going to service those groups, they know you and they enjoy you coming. They look forward to seeing you coming. Build rapport with those people. Get to know them. And that's another way those memberships stay on the books. And it'd be easy, real easy to get in the door. What else? Just another thing, too, you know, start early and stay late. I don't stay as late as I used to, but I still stay kind of late sometimes.
I know you have a great persistency with your business and staying on the books, Harold, and I think that is really fantastic. We want to thank you for being on tonight. Thank you for those good tips. If you have any more, I didn't mean to cut you off, but if you do have, we'll go right ahead. If not, we'll move on.
Why don't you go ahead, and if I think of something else, I might come back in just a few moments.
Thank you, Harold. Great job, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks.
You know, Harold's just talking about, you know, doing all that. And, you know, product delivery is one of the how to deliver the product once you have it. We have the best product, but how do we get it to the people? How do we say it to them? And one of the best I know for years and years to come is nobody but Mr. David Peterman, Executive Director from Stillwater, Oklahoma. David, you on?
Yes, sir, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can, David. Glad to have you, and thank you for being on.
Well, appreciate it. Appreciate the opportunity. I wanted to, you know, one of the things I wanted to do is just make sure, one of the biggest tips I could give is just, and we've heard you talk about this and how you prepared Randy and Jeremy and that kind of thing, but what you instilled in us from the very beginning is just know the product and service that we have. You know, not only knowing it, but know how to be able to do, you know, whether it be a 5-minute presentation, a 10, 15, 20, whatever you're allowed, and be able to get that and get it in and get it closed and do that. But knowing the product and service and what you have, a belief in what we have to offer, and the ability to be able to deliver it through the provider law firms, I think that's huge. You know, if you go in with a doubt, whether you're doubting yourself or you're doubting your product or the service that you offer, or you doubt the company and the ability to deliver that kind of thing, it doesn't, I think it gets back to, like Jeremy was talking about and you were talking, you know, field training, having someone with you and knowing and being confident, becoming confident in the product and service that we have to offer is a phenomenal thing. And, it, you know, we when you look at the advice and consultation all the way through, I mean, there are multiple places that if we even stop there, it's the value is tremendous. But, you don't want to discount the discount either. You know, all the things, 90% of what we do is, you know, covered at no additional charge. Yet the things that fall under the discount area, the 25% discount, that's a huge thing. You know, I've sold one this past week that, you know, they knew up front. I mean, they had a pre-existing thing. But, you know, it's an obvious value when they see what the service is and what we can do. And when we have the knowledge and the belief that the law firms are going to deliver that wow effect to the clients, to the customers, you know, we don't need to oversell it. Just tell them what it is. Be truthful with them, just like you've taught us for years, is be able to undersell, let the law firms, deliver and wow the clients and do that. I suggest that, you know, helping in doing that is people go to the law firm open houses. I mean, when you go to the law firm open houses and you realize, you know, the quality of attorneys that we have, in all the law firms. I mean, we're very blessed to be here in Oklahoma with Riggs Abney, Neil Turpin, Orbison Lewis. I mean, phenomenal, but they've also helped to establish other law firms and helped to train other law firms, and the corporate has done a tremendous job over the last few years in training the law firms and even training the referral attorneys now and being able to do that. It's just incredible. No, not only the legal plan, but you really need to know our Identity Theft Shield product and what it is and what it covers, and know the difference, what sets us apart from the other things that are in the marketplace. I mean, it's night and day difference, and you don't want to come over overbearing or whatever, but anyone that you know, has heard me do a presentation or anyone in the group, they don't have to wonder if I believe in what I'm talking about or if I know what I'm talking about when it comes to either the legal plan or the identity theft. By the way, the top 10 complaints for 2014 was just released. The 15th consecutive year that identity theft has been the number one complaint. The other numbers 2 through 10, every one of those we deal with through our legal plan. So, you know, that for years now, that's been one of those things. We couldn't have paid the FTC to write that a better ad for us, endorsement in doing that. But the other thing, and I think one of the things that I've, the temporary membership kits that we hand out, not only do you want to be able to offer the product and service and know what you have in the identity theft product, but using a temporary member kit to have them have something in hand, the phone app, I think, is a tremendous thing. And I have the flyer printed out that I hold up and show and do that. And then I actually pull my phone out, touch that little My LS on there, and it comes up. And people seeing that and seeing how easy it is, and it has their number, their name and their number and all that kind of thing. But you still want to leave them with, a temp kit with the legal, the numbers to their law firm in whatever state that they're in, the 800 number, the direct dial number, the 24-hour number. Make sure that they have the mylegalshield.com and know that that's where they have to go to set up and get the phone app, to be able to go in and set up the phone app, and that, the Will webinar and the FAQ and the video wall, all the things that are there, the online legal forms, make sure they have the customer service number. But again, I want to be, if they ever have and I tell them if they have an issue with they need to change a name or do that kind of thing or change method of payment, they can do that actually even online on that mylegalshield.com. If they ever have any kind of a question about the service, I want them to call me. And that's one of the reasons our retention is as good as it is, and I'm sure that Harold does the same thing, and you've taught us that for years. But those things are some of the things along with, and again, don't forget to give them the numbers to the Identity Theft Shield customer service number, maybe the direct Kroll, direct number to Kroll, and the idtplan.legalshield.com. If they have those things and we know what we've sold, our retention is going to be there. The reception of that is going to be there. It's just exciting to know where we are now and where we're going to be. And the timing of what we have now is so incredible. But I appreciate the opportunity. I just wanted to give out a few of those tips on what we've done. Hopefully that helps someone.
David, thank you. And it's always a pleasure to have you on the team. And, now then, the very top producer on our team, a guy that's one of the greatest trainers in the whole United States of America, and I'm not just saying that, Mr. Jeff Bell, Mr. James Russo, I visited all of them, right on the top notch. Just a super nice guy, gets my money every year for being the top producer. I'm so proud of him. None other than Platinum Executive Director, Mr. Jimmy Parrish.
Thank you, Kenneth. Can you hear me okay?
And hear you loud and clear, Jimmy. It's all your show.
Thank you. I'll close it out in the next 5 minutes. I'll do my best to stay on point.
Take your time.
Just want to share with everybody tonight 3 points about the inner sales you. Because everything starts with you, the individual. 3 points. Number one, you got to have the first rule of sales in order to do it well. You've got to believe in your product. You've heard Harold mention that, some of what Jeremy talked about that way. David talked about it extensively. But you got to believe not only in your product, but you've got to believe in yourself. because as someone who markets legal life event legal plans and Identity Theft Shield, everybody on this call is the product, because you've got to believe in the willingness you have to go the extra mile for our clients and customers. You got to be willing to research when you go into a decision maker appointment, get all the tools that Legal Shield provides us through the B2B division. Take the extra time to get to know your clients and customers. Research what it is about them. So when you go in there, you're asking questions, but if you've done a good job of research, you not only know the questions, you know the answers to the questions before you ask them. And that's by spending a good bit of time and make it your mission each day to enhance your knowledge base, because believing in yourself and in your product is not a matter of faith. It's a matter of hard work, and it's a matter of diligence. But number two, you got to see the interests of your customers and clients at the center of the transaction. A lot of problems with those of us that call ourselves salespeople is there's too much emphasis on putting the emphasis on yourself. But if you put the client and customer at the absolute center of the sales effort and you're talking about what you can do to benefit them and their employees, find out what they're trying to achieve, talking about what we can do from an intangible nature. Sure, if you go out and make a sale, you're gonna have sales and you're going to Performance Club qualify, Power Club 20, maybe ED qualify, make some money. But your first and foremost objective is to see the interests of the customer and client at the center of the transaction. So believe in your product as well as believe in yourself. See the interest of the client at the center of the transaction. And third, but certainly not least important, is trust in the integrity of the sales process. Because I'm not much into Eastern religion. You know my background as a Baptist minister. But, you know, the Eastern concept of Zen is the art of selling without selling. And that's what we've got to position ourselves as, is facilitators, as consultants. Sales, ladies and gentlemen, is not selfish manipulation, because we're trying to assist them to achieve what they want out of this as far as providing opportunities for their customers and clients, for their employees, to be able to be more productive at work, to be able to reduce absenteeism, to increase productivity, to reduce stress. And when you see yourself as a facilitator of your customers' and clients' desires rather than selling a product, then you slide over to the customer side of the table in the process. And if your task as a professional is to assist them in doing that, then you're removing all the obstacles and all the objections they would have to allowing us to come in. You're not selling anything. You're helping them to make wise business decisions. So in summary, believe in yourself, put your client at the center of every planning effort, and view sales as something that you're doing to help somebody else, because your care, your compassion, your passion, and your craftsmanship are going to show. And with these fundamentals in place, you're going to feel more natural, you're going to feel more authentic, and the sales process will be something that you do go about and doing in your daily life. One of the things I talk about is what we do, and I'll close with this. When I went to seminary, I studied Greek. I wish I'd studied Greek a lot earlier, Kenneth, because it was the only subject I made an A-plus in. But I wished I'd studied it earlier that I could have taken it more courses in it. But one of the things it talks about in Greek is when you get to the last few verses of the book of Matthew, first book of the New Testament, and we know those verses, Matthew 28:19-20 is, go ye therefore and teach all nations. But in the original Greek, it didn't say go therefore. It said, as you are going. So I tell everybody on the call tonight, you ought to be going about what you're doing every day. It shouldn't be just a part of being in an appointment, but as you're going, wherever you are, you know, be Legal Shield. Let someone see you in networking events and in the community and know that you stand for that. You're the identity theft person in your town. And we're going to talk a lot more about this when we get to our B2B panel next week. I'm so excited about being able to share the stage with Joan Buckner and Cheryl Ann Degatta and Stephanie Moore, Harold Pinson, David Peterman, But I'm also going to share at that time top 10 ways I can guarantee you that you can open a group within 60 days. And it means anybody that even focuses on network marketing, if they follow these 10 principles, they can open a group. And we're going to talk about that as well, among other things, in the next week, Friday the 13th of March. And it's not going to be an unlucky day for those in our B2B panel. It will be a lucky day for you because you're going to learn a lot from a lot of wonderful people that will be in that panel on that day. So, Kenneth, Jeremy, I'll turn it back over to you.
Great job, Jimmy. Great job. In other words, Jimmy, you sound like what I've told people. You are a problem solver. You help people solve their problems, therefore you have a good client, and it's good for everyone. I appreciate you, Jimmy Parrish, and I am looking forward to our deal coming up. Randy, and thank you, Jimmy. I'm going to turn it back to you, Randy.
Okay, Mr. Moore, I just want to let everyone know that tonight's on the next call, Mr. Mike Melia, $500,000 ring earner, will be tonight's very special guest speaker. Also, you'll be hearing from all the new contest winners from the Moore Success Team. We ran a special contest last month. We're going to be announcing all those contest winners, and you'll be hearing from those. So, Mr. Moore, I think we had a wonderful call tonight. Appreciate all the tips out there. If you're taking notes, just pick up one nugget here and there. I guarantee you you'll be able to improve your business. So with that, Mr. Moore, I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, all I have to say is God, family, legal chill at 9 p.m. We'll be ready to go. God bless you, and I'll listen for you then.
Good night, everyone.